Okay, we want to move forward to agenda item five, public input. This is for public comments on agenda items or water planning issues. Please note that the Regional Water Planning Group is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meetings Act. The group cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. At this time, we will give the public an opportunity to speak on any water planning issues or when a specific agenda item comes up for discussion. I do have one public comment form. Brandon Wade, if you would go ahead and go to the microphone. He's got three or four entities listed here. I'll let Brandon introduce himself.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I truly do appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. My name is Brandon Wade, and I wanted to introduce myself to you. I am the general manager and CEO of the Gulf Coast Water Authority. We provide up to 200 million gallons a day to municipalities, industry, and farmland in Fort Bend, Brazoria, and Galveston counties. Our beginnings date back to the 1940s, and actually one of our entire divisions was something that we purchased from Brazos River Authority in the 1980s. And I believe we are one of your largest customers at the BRA. So I just wanted to introduce myself to you from that perspective. I'm also on the executive committee of the Lower Brazos River Coalition. And the Lower Brazos River Coalition is concerned about low flows in the Brazos River during severe drought conditions. And to be very upfront with you, we're concerned about anything that has to do with additional non-agricultural use of the Brazos Alluvium Aquifer. To be quite frank with you, it directly affects run-of-the-river flow in the Brazos River itself. The last group that I want to mention to you today is that I am chairman of the Region 8 Lower Brazos Flood Planning Group. And you may or may not have heard of us at this point, or if you have heard of us, you're not 100% certain what we do. And to be real honest with you, I'm the chair, and I'm still learning a little bit about what we do. And I can tell you that when that was brought up 3 or so years ago, I had a real serious concern about it. And so I made a concerted effort to get on to the Region 8 group. And I actually represent water utilities, so I represent your interest on that. Region 8 is the Brazos Basin, but it runs all the way from Freeport all the way to about Breckenridge. And so it's actually quite a large group. Wanted to mention to you that there's actually two of us from Region H that are on the Region 8 group, myself and Glenn Lord, and we have been doing quite a lot to try to educate the folks that are on that flood planning group about water supply planning. I'll be very, very frank with you that some of my members have worked pretty hard to commandeer Allen's Creek, if I remember correctly, and also Lake Limestone for flood control purposes, and just not knowing essentially how all of these things work. So we have spent a lot of time trying to do some education. I'm going to be around tomorrow at 10 a.m. Region 8's meeting actually takes place in this room. We actually do a Zoom meeting as well, so if you don't want to have to come up here and sit, you can actually kind of watch us on I believe it's actually Teams, if I remember correctly. We also have a public input meeting at 1 p.m., and I would invite you to be a part of that as well, if you would care to. Part of what it is that we're going to be doing over the next several months, we are required to do an analysis of how anything it is that we propose to do in flood planning relates to water supply planning. And so that is an exercise that we'll be doing over the next several months, and I'll tell you, I'll be watching it very, very closely, and if I see anything that I feel like is something that really should rise to your level of attention, I will make sure to bring it to your attention as well. And so again, I just wanted to introduce myself to the group, Brandon Wade, and it was an honor to have an opportunity to visit with you. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Wade, and we look forward to your continued input on the things that you discussed. and we encourage it, and we will certainly be glad to hear what you have to say. Thank you for being here. Does anybody else have any comments for Mr. Wade?